Well, with excessive heat forecast for the next several days, there are going to be many people trying to deal with blistering temperatures. For people who are living on the streets or in temporary shelters, the weather is life-threatening. Joining us this morning to give us an update on the Blanchet House's effort to help is the Marketing Communications Director for the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland's Old Town. It's Julie Showers. Good morning, Julie. Great to talk with you this morning.
Good morning.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for being with us. And I don't know, just asking you, I mean, I've lived in this area all my life, and I don't know if I've ever seen a stretch of weather this hot. How about yourself? Just, you know, your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I haven't experienced a stretch of high temps like this either. Everyone is saying we're going to be breaking records in Oregon. It's a little scary.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I know the work that Blanchet House does to help folks who are on the street or in temporary shelters. We're so blessed to have you and the efforts that you make. So right now, I know the big push is for water bottles. So tell us about the Blanchet House's water bottle program and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so Blanchet House in downtown Portland is a hub for water, for people who are experiencing homelessness or need of relief for other reasons. So three times a day, Monday through Saturday, if you come to Blanchet House's doors, we will provide you a filled water bottle with clean drinking water. We have cold drinks, lemonade, Kool-Aid. We'll pour ice into any container that you bring us. We'll also refill containers. Many people, you know, we'll bring a bowl for their pet that they have with them, and we'll fill that with water. And people have been really generous and wonderful sending us reusable water bottles, you know, the kind you buy at the dollar store, or you can buy them from our Amazon wish list. And then we are able to sanitize them, refill them with help from volunteers and staff, and then have them available to people who come to our doors.
That's great to hear. Again, speaking with Julie Showers, Marketing and Communications Director for the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland. By the way, the address for the Blanchet House is 310 Northwest Gleason Street, again in Portland's Old Town, 310 Northwest Gleason Street. So let me ask you, Julie, if folks want to provide you with the water bottles, what's the best way that they can get those to you?
The best way is to drop them off Monday through Saturday, 8 to 10:30 or 1:30 to 4:30. All of this information is on our website at blanchethouse.org. And we ask for those two windows because we ask people avoid the meal service times because there can be a long line, you know, wrapped around the building, and it's hard for people to pull up and drop off bottles. You can also send them to that 310 Northwest Gleason. Like you mentioned earlier, this heat is going to last at least another week and through the summer. So we'll be needing these water bottles for a few more months. So you can also mail them if you buy them from our wish list on Amazon or another website.
Right. So if folks want to just provide you, say, with like a case of water bottles already, can they do that as well?
Yes, that would be wonderful. We really can't get enough.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people come to our doors every day. And some, you know, we had a guest yesterday I spoke to who took the MAX train all the way from Beaverton just to get some water bottles.
Oh, wow.
Because they didn't have services where he was staying in his car. So people are coming from all over to Blanchet House to get water and portable water.
Mm. Do you have any ideas of how many people you're serving now on a daily basis? And I don't know if it's picked up or decreased during the pandemic or with this hot weather, just folks coming for water. Have you seen any trends there?
Yeah, we definitely are serving more people during the pandemic. Like I said, people are coming from all over to receive food, clothing, water. On a daily basis, we count the number of meals we serve versus the number of people. So we're serving, you know, between 1,000 and 1,500 meals a day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big number, certainly. And
yeah.
let me ask you about that, too. How is the meal services going now? Because I know, obviously, during the pandemic, the kitchen, the service area, the restaurant area, if you will, had to be closed. Any changes there yet, or what's happening with your meal services?
Yeah, in order for us to send to serve everyone quickly and equitably, we don't want people to have to wait outside a long time while others might be finishing inside because of the limited amount of people we can have in our cafe indoors. We're still serving all meals takeaway or to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're serving, you know, nutritious hot meal in a to-go container with drinks three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you come on down, we'll serve you a nice, delicious to-go meal, and you're welcome to multiple servings.
Wonderful.
You can have as much as you'd like.
Right. Remind our listeners then, too, what are the hours of service for meal service?
We are open from 6:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, but the meal services are breakfast 6:30 to 7:30 a.m., lunch 11:30 to 12:30, and dinner 5 to 6.
Okay, very good. Julie Schauer, she is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Blanchet House. And, of course, right now they are looking for water bottles, gently used water bottles. They can sanitize those, refill them, and then provide those to the folks in need. Or, again, if you have already packaged water bottles, they will accept those as well. The Blanchet House, location 310 Northwest Gleason Street. That's 310 Northwest Gleason Street. They could really use your help right now, certainly with water. How about volunteerism? Are you still looking for any volunteers?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers on site, and we also have a lot of ways you can help from home if you're not quite ready to be amongst a group of people. You can make care kits that contain a water bottle, sunscreen, socks. You can sign up to make sack lunches. We give out sack lunches for lunch on Saturday, and it's a really popular service because people can take multiple sack lunches back to wherever they're staying. We have a lot of ways for you to help and get involved. If you go to our website, you'll see a whole list.
Excellent. That's the BlanchetHouse.org, BlanchetHouse.org. .org is their website address. And again, I think important to remember, although we're seeing unprecedented hot weather this weekend, that people know that these donations for water all summer long.
Yep.
Very good. Well, Julie, thank you so much for all the efforts of the Blanchet House. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Julie Schauer, Marketing and Communications Director for the Blanchet House. Again, their website, blanchethouse.org. Julie, thank you so much. Hope you can stay cool this weekend and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.